Inflammation, swelling here, and you're being squeezed by this annular ligament. Cut this annular ligament, you know, swell. Absolutely right. So this is actually a good example of the annular ligament here. So what she's doing there is hopefully just cutting down here. Okay. Careful not to cut this with facial flexor.
That's not
okay. Yep. Seems all right. Keep going gently down. Remember that the annular ligament fibers are going to be running this way.
Yes.
Superficial flexor tendon underneath it going to be running that way.
Right.
All right. So you want to be cutting the fibers going this way, not the ones going that way. Running in different directions.
How many different shapes?
You can see, and definitely if you cut, you can see it if you cut it. So let's have a look and see how you're doing. All right, so you're down onto close onto sheath wall there. Right. Yeah, just go full skin thickness there, and you can see. There's other ways you can possibly do this, where you make an incision in the top of the sheath and you put a hook knife in and pull up and cut. But again, you can't see what you're doing, so it's more dangerous. All right. Okay. All right. So if I was you, so right here I can feel that. Superficial flexor tendon. You can feel the junction superficial, and then there's a little space, and then the sesamoid bone. And I would probably just cut, go gently down through that space. You feel the differentiation there between superficial flexor here and sesamoid bone here?
Yeah.
Right? Cut
so
down like that space.
So when spend longer than this, it's just like a 15-20
minute
episode.
So you don't gotta remember everything that you I wouldn't want to do too much dissection laterally.
Okay.
Right? So I would just use your scalpel here and just that's the top of the sheath here. I would just start to come down gently through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, palpate. You know, this is sesamoid bone, top and bottom, right? So I would just use it. This that little nick in the annular ligament there. You see. That's a little nick in it there, okay?
Oh, right.
Your elbow.
Right. You see right there? See that little hole there?
Yeah.
That's the annular ligament there, okay? So you could use that. That's into the annular ligament there. Okay, that's into the sheath, right? So, you know, this is where you could use, if you had a curved bistry or whatever, you could. So you could just elevate it like so. Cut down onto that. Right? So make sure you don't cut anything else. And you can see the, you know, that's into the sheath. All right. And you can do the same going distally. All right. So you see, you're in the sheath here. All right. Yeah. Superficial flexor underneath. Okay. And that's not a complete cut because there's still some fibers there. See.
Right.
So go ahead and cut down onto that. Right? Won't cut me.
I'll cut this way then.
Or yourself. Just gentle. Fine.
fine, so you can see your internet.
Yeah, that was right on
the yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I've seen a number of cases of vets who've cut this and just cut straight into superficial, and the chance of having a resource after that is about zero. Okay? It makes my job very difficult to defend a vet who has done that, believe me. Alright? So, you can palpate similar here. Now, remember, the neurovascular bundle is somewhere around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you can feel how dense, you know, that's a dense structure.
Can I feel it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so blue.
I take a lot of your attention for analysis.